Good evening. Welcome to the Solari Report. Today is October 3rd, 2013. I'm Catherine Austin Fitz, and I'm delighted you could join me this evening. I'm speaking to you today from Tucson, Arizona. I'm at the KC Summit 2013. I'll be speaking here on Saturday and Sunday, and for those subscribers who are going to be here, I look forward to seeing you and meeting you in person. Next week, I'm going to be in Boulder, Colorado for the Global Energy Breakthrough Energy Movement Conference. They've changed their venue. We're going to have lunch for subscribers in Boulder. And then on the 29th of October, we're going to have a subscriber lunch in San Francisco as well. I'll be speaking to the Appraisal Society in San Francisco that day, October 29th. Tonight is the third quarter wrap-up. No interviews, no guests. This is a time when I talk to you about the deeper trends. One of my favorite moments is you're in the shopping mall, you walk up to the map, and there's a big red dot that says you're here. And I like to, once a quarter, revisit and look at the deeper trends and say, okay, here's where we are. And that's because it's very important to me that you see the game. And as the stories unfold, as they do every quarter, that you have a framework and a context to put them in. I think it really helps to navigate. Our theme tonight is the planetary debt to equity swap. We are moving into an unprecedented change from government to private enterprise, and from financing with debt towards equity. And this is a very long-lived trend. It's not going to be simple or short, but there's a significant movement underway. As Tina Turner says, we can do this nice or rough. And a debt-to-equity swap that's rough is a pretty ugly-looking thing. Let's hope we can do it in a way that is nicer, perhaps through the equity markets rising. But we'll talk about that when we get to the financial markets section. In one sense, as I keep saying, there's a world that's fading away and a world that's emerging. And to a certain extent, the world that's fading away has been financed with government debt. And that government debt has created a whole significant amount of wealth, including much which has been stolen. And now that money's being transferred to reinvest in a world in which private equity reigns supreme. And that's part of what we're watching. I have a slide that I'm using at the Casey Conference. It's called Before and After the Financial Coup d'Etat. And I'm going to use some numbers that I've picked out of the air just to help you put the framework in context, so we can debate the numbers all day long. And in fact, trying to get the real numbers, I think, is impossible. But I do think the framework is very sound and helpful to understanding the events that are rolling out as we speak. On one side of the chart, I have, which is before the financial coup d'etat, we're in a system which I now call the legacy system that has $100 trillion of assets and $100 trillion of liabilities. And then after the financial coup d'etat, it still has the $100 trillion of liabilities, but only $60 trillion of assets. And $40 trillion of assets has been shifted over and moved into the breakaway civilization. Who knows how much they had already stolen in assets before then, but they're up $40 trillion. And so we still have $100 trillion of assets and $100 trillion of liabilities. It's just that the $40 trillion has been moved separate from where the liabilities are. And